decided to take field suggestion and go inside today. Crank up the temperature. So, but yeah, we're trying to pull together our preparations and be ready to go on Sunday.
You serious about that, though? About going inside and turning?
Yeah, we'll be involved today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed in the past if that actually helps?
I think it helps when you have a good team and you play well. That helps.
And not to make too much of it, but I mean, in terms of doing that, is there any benefit, or is it more just for today? You feel you'll be more efficient being inside.
Yeah, we've been out on the grass for a couple of days, and you know. Today's really a good concentration mental day, so.
Kevin Coyle, blitz, heavy blitz, defensive coordinator style.
I think their defensive style is similar to what the Bengals do. So there's a decent amount of, they bring quite a bit of secondary pressure, corner safeties. So they keep you off balance. I mean, there's plenty of places where they don't blitz, but they make secondary pressure, linebacker pressure, man zone blitz. So they keep it moving. It's a lot to get ready for. Give you a bunch of different looks.
Bill, Rob, obviously Rob Gronkowski is really difficult to replace with one player. Can you talk a little bit about what the contributions you've received and what the expectations maybe are for Shanko and Fells?
Same as for every player on the roster. Practice, prepare, practice, and be ready to go.
What to give you?
Dan played a little more last week against the Jets. I thought he did some good things. Human's played kind of his role fairly consistently, through a few games now. And, Shank played, has spotted in a little bit the last couple of weeks. So, as we all know, that all could change from week to week depending on game plan and and the scheme and how it's going for that particular week anyway. So, again, the expectations would be that they're prepared, they're ready to go, and when they get the opportunity, they'll go in there and perform well, just like everybody else.
Bill, what's the biggest difference between, scheme-wise, between a big nickel, three safety, secondary, standard situation with a nickel secondary where you have two safeties and multiple corners?
I would say the ability of that. That fifth defensive back, that third safety versus that third corner, what the skills of that player are, and what you're playing against.
Do you see more of it now, more because of the passing attack? You see less of big nickel today in today's game as just a simple generalization?
I think it depends on the team, and it depends on the player. Like the Giants, they really play it, with the third safety. We've played it that way with Chung in the past. I think if you have a true third slot receiver, a guy like whoever it is, whether it's Welker or Bess or Curley or whoever you happen to be playing, and then it's who you want matched up against that guy and what your options are, who you want to put on him. Running game can factor into that. Who that player is. Is that like a bigger slot receiver? Is it a smaller, quicker guy? Is it is it 12 personnel? Is it two tight ends? And that inside receiver is more of a tight end type of a player. And who are your players? Who are you talking about putting on them? Relative to the matchup. So. Some teams like to put the same guy in there and do everything with one guy, and then there's continuity of the defense. Other teams like to match up to try to get the player they want matched up against the other team's guy that he's going to be facing. So it depends. There's a lot of variables.
Bill, forcing fumbles. You guys have forced 24 this season. How often do you practice that and what's involved in it?
Every day. Work on stripping the ball every day, recovering them every day. And we talk about opportunities to get the ball out as, you know, we watch film. So, which it's no different than it's not any different than the way it's been. We've done that since we did that when I was with the Giants. It's part of your defense.
Why is Ninkovich so good at stripping it and recovering it as opposed to some other guys who sometimes look clumsy trying to pick up a bouncing ball?
Yeah, just like everything else, some guys are better at some things than others, and other guys are better at some things than they are at other things. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, a big part of causing fumbles is awareness, timing, speed can play into it, coming up from behind. That's usually a good opportunity to cause fumbles, whether it's by defensive back or linebacker. Could be by defensive lineman, running down guys from behind, backs, receivers, quarterbacks, whoever it happens to be. So those are usually good strip opportunities. And he's had a number of those. But, you know, Rob has good awareness. He's a good athlete. You know, he does a lot of things well, runs well, has good quickness, catches the ball well, set a bunch of interceptions for us. So, you know, I think guys that have those kind of skills are probably have a little more propensity to find the ball, knock it out, come up with it cleanly.
Film of that stuff. Do you mean you just watch how your opponent or their ball handlers actually carry the ball? Is that what you're
carry it, throw it? Again, whatever opportunities we have. There's, you know, we see certain plays, certain types of plays, certain techniques. You know, we point those out to the players. There's, you know, if we were in this situation, we would have an opportunity to be in the throwing lane or disrupt the ball or strip it out or. If we read this, we could have a chance to undercut the route and intercept it or, you know, whatever it happens to be. So as we're watching plays, we talk about those things. Sure. Maybe it's not on that particular play because of what the other team's defense is in, but, you know, you'd say, okay, well, if we were in this defense, if we were here, or if you were in this position, then this is the play you would want to try to make. And there'd be a drill that we wouldn't be doing it that day, but a drill that we have done that we would talk about and say, okay, well, here's an example of how we would use this drill or this technique. So, yeah, sure, talk about it all the time.
Do those drills change over the course of the season? Like we see it in training camp. Is it any different now during the course of the season?
We try to rotate them, keep them fresh. I mean, I'd say, you know, over the course of a 2 or 3 week period, we try to hit our different tackling drills, turnover drills, you know, other techniques that we use in different positions so that we, you know, keep some kind of repetition and consistency with them. We just have more time to do it in training camp so we can do it. We can turn them over quicker. Sometimes we can do them on a daily basis. Or I shouldn't say we have more time. Well, we do have more time, but we have a lot more time for those things. And then we get into the season, and we kind of cut back on our time on some of those, so we have to use multiple days to cover those bases because there's more game planning, more adjustments, more things that we have to cover from a scheme or sometimes team standpoint. Whereas in training camp, it's, you know, a heavy emphasis on fundamentals and techniques and try to build a good base there that will carry you through the season. And you can go back and refresh them, but it's hard really to have the time to teach those things now. You have to have a base that you've already built.
Do you ever adjust that rotation based or that strip skill that particular week based on what you see in film from a particular team?
Sure, yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, if we feel like, you know, this is a week that, you know, we really have a good chance at this type of situation or that type of situation, then, yeah, of course we practice it more. Or if we're not doing it well for whatever reason, we get a couple plays that we don't do well in practice or we don't do well in the game, then we go back and emphasize it in a particular drill, try to, you know, point it out and go back and give everybody a chance to do it and make it, you know, make us more aware of that technique or that type of play. Absolutely. We do that all the time.
Your team has converted 83 of 156 attempts on third down, 53%, better than 53% now, leads the league. Have you ever been around a team that's been as efficient on third down? And why do you suppose that is? Is it matchups? Is it, you know, execution on that play, sense of urgency of converting the first down?
Oh, I think ultimately, sure, it comes down to execution. And some of that, of course, is the situations that you're in. I mean, you know, nobody in the league's converting 50% of third 10 pluses. So, you know, you put yourself in enough long yardage situations, you know, you won't convert them. And conversely, third and one, third and two, that's a, you know, you're up in a 70% range league-wide. So the distance that you're in, situation you're in, has something to do with it. But, you know, over the long haul, that probably evens out that, you know, you get about the same number of percentage-wise that everybody else does, you know, more or less. So it comes down to execution.
With a win Sunday, this could be a 12th straight winning season for the Patriots. And I'm curious, I was thinking back to those 12 seasons, and one of the constants has been the quarterback and obviously the coach. What is having the same quarterback, how has that helped you in terms of building the program here? Put that statistic, mentioning that statistic of the 12 straight possible winning seasons.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course, it has a lot to do with it. Tom's been a great player for us. You know, we won 11 games without him in 2008, so I think it really just speaks to the entire organization more than it's about me or Tom or somebody else. I don't know. You know, pick out some other names, whoever it is. But there's been a lot of different players here, different coaches, different coordinators, different you know, different people involved, but it's ultimately been, you know, games that we've won are a credit to those teams and all the people that were included in them. So I don't think that has a whole lot of bearing of what's going to happen this week or this year. We'll see what this team and this group can do. But looking forward to the opportunity down there Sunday. It's, you know, we put ourselves in a decent position, so hopefully we can go down there and perform well and take advantage of it.
Just a follow-up, obviously more than just Tom, and but ideally when you're starting a program, I mean, it seems sort of obvious to have continuity at that position. That's sort of the way you draw it up if you could.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the ball, you know, runs through his hands on virtually every play, one way or the other. So, you know, what those players, you know, what that player does well, what his strengths are, being able to build around them, whether it's personnel or scheme or you know, whatever your system is, or, you know, likewise, things that that player doesn't do well or that maybe aren't his strengths, then you know, working around those and not you know, emphasizing those things, but emphasizing something else. And that's, you know, like when Castle was in there. I mean, over the course of the year, there's things we did, you know, I mean, we won games, so we won them differently. Quarterback running was a big part of it, you know, and then in the running game, more than it is now, you know. That's, I mean, each team, each player has their own strengths and weaknesses. So if you, you know, but if you can count on somebody being there on a consistent basis, then it's, you know, you can plan and work around that, you know, to a certain degree. But, you know, Tom's got a lot of strengths. He does a lot of things well, so there's not a lot of limiting factors with him. There's really, it opens a lot of doors more than closes them, but that may change from year to year. Which ones are more, you know, that we're more productive with. All right, thanks. See you in Miami.